Now, a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense. In a moment, Act One of Dagger of the Mind, starring Claire Neeson and Leon Janney, and written especially for Suspense by John Roberts.
In my dream, I was lost on a dark road, Dr. Rhonda. I ran, and suddenly I saw signs pointing everywhere and nowhere. I moved closer, frantically looking for the sign, the direction I must take. And then I touched one, and it came alive. Alive to my touch, Doctor. It was a thing. A thing with two faces. An angry face. Face to face. And a smiling face. A smiling face that deceived. It called my name and I screamed. That was my grief. You've got to help me, Dr. Rhonda.
You must help yourself, Vicky.
But how? How?
Find some activity, some useful interest. Your only affliction is idleness. It's like a case of, middle age.
I don't understand, Doctor.
Your days are idle. Housekeeping is not enough to keep you busy, so your imagination works. It works and it breeds fears, suspicions, foolishness.
Now you're treating me like a child, Doctor.
I knew you as a child.
I know.
Believe me, Vicky. Find something to do and you will no longer dream of signposts that disappear.
Please.
Goodbye, Vicky. I'm sorry, but I must make another call.
Evasion. And lies, as if I were a child. But I understood my dream. The thing with two faces was Walter. My husband, Walter Mutton. Two-faced Walter, facing me behind his hypocritical smile. I had proof of Walter's shameful pretense the following morning. Going somewhere, Walter?
Yes, to the office.
On Saturday?
The new sale campaign has it all on the jump.
We have theater tickets for tonight. I'll have dinner ready early.
Theater tickets? Oh, I've forgotten. Can I beg off, Vicky?
You have other plans for tonight, too?
Oh, just to talk shop with some of the staff. Why don't you make it a twosome with Helen?
I made it a twosome with Helen the last time. And the time before, Walter.
Now, let's not have another quarrel.
We live together. But we live apart, Walter. I'm married and I'm alone. Why, Walter?
Oh, come now. It's not as bad as that.
Is it bad? Is that why, Walter?
You're magnifying things now. Stop being foolish. Call Helen so that extra theater ticket doesn't go to waste.
At breakfast the following Monday morning, I got a clue to where Walter was really spending his time. And with whom.
I'm bringing a dinner guest home with me tonight, Vicky.
Oh? Who?
A business associate. Her name is Martha Coles. Oh, Vicky, I want dinner tonight to be an event.
She's that important to you?
Well, she could be. Martha's quite influential in the firm. You know, the right word from Martha to the proper party. That kind of thing. So really, outdo yourself, hmm?
Business associate. How transparent. Shame, liar, the chief. He's bringing her home with him. To flaunt her. To humiliate me. She came that night. Young. As I was old, young with a face and figure that turned men's heads. I watched Walter's eyes adore her at dinner.
Another helping at something, Martha?
Well, where do I get another stomach? Watched Walter's eyes melt into hers over champagne.
The champagne deserves a toast, Walter.
All right, a toast. That Forrester Williams account. May the dear benevolent fates earmark it, Walter Kent.
Business after hours. Walter, you've a horribly one-track mind.
I was ignored. As if I didn't exist. But you two will excuse me.
Oh, is something wrong, Vicky?
I have a headache. I'm going to lie down. Good night, Miss Coles.
Oh.
Good night, Vicky.
I'll be fine.
But thank you for your concern. And please stay as late as you like. Don't let me spoil your fun. But I didn't lie down. I listened and I watched. Watched them dance. I listened to their laughter. I watched them whisper closely, mouth to ear. I called confidant. My beloved. Later, when a taxi had called to take her away, quarter percent of grit overwhelming the key.
Oh, beat.
That is all right, but she's worrying. I thought she'd never go home.
Right. But his eyes weren't pretending. The truth was right there. In his eyes. I was to be cast aside. But suddenly, neglect, estrangement, loneliness, that was their method. That and other cruelties, like anniversaries that came and passed, emptily and drearily.
Mrs. Vicky Kent?
Yes?
A package for you. Sign here.
Right here?
Yes, that's right, ma'am.
Thank you. It was a gift from Walter. A monogram cigarette case. An anniversary gift from Walter. Our 20th anniversary. Ordered and delivered without warmth or feeling. Delivered in personally by an office boy. And then, one day, not long after, the subtlety dropped. A newspaper left purposely on the bedroom bureau for me to read, left open to a personal column where an item must catch my eye. Sailing tonight for Paris on the ocean liner Champlain, lovely lady executive Martha Coles. Well, Martha Coles was going abroad. But not alone, as I soon discovered. Hello?
Ricky?
Yes, Walter?
Look, something important just came up. I have to go abroad for several weeks.
When, Walter?
Right away, tonight on the Champlain.
You had no idea you were sailing until now, Walter?
Not the slightest. Bronson was supposed to go, but...
But what, Walter?
Well, he had a sudden appendicitis attack.
So?
So I have to go to the place. Hey, why this cross-examination?
Oh, I think it's strange, but...
Oh, come on, Vicky. Look, I haven't the time to argue.
Shall I come to see you off?
What'd you do with that boat party tonight, aren't you, Helen?
You'd rather I went to Helen?
Well, sailing, you're a bore. I won't get to the Champlain until the very last minute, but make your own choice. Bye now.
Goodbye, Walter. Life. Keep you alive. I didn't go to see Walter off, but I went to see her off. Vicky! What a pleasant surprise. I read you were sailing. I thought I'd bid you go in barrage.
How nice.
So I have nothing to celebrate with. Nothing liquid, I mean.
Cigarette?
Oh, I have some here, thank you. What a funny cigarette case. An anniversary gift. Nice. Thank you. Sailing for business?
Or for pleasure?
Business, mainly.
Oh, too bad it isn't a pleasure.
Walter's aboard, too.
What?
On this ship? Well, didn't you know?
Well, yeah, I had no idea.
Martha.
Yes, Vicky?
You love Walter.
What did you say?
You love my husband. This trip you're taking together is just another humiliation for me.
Vicky, I'm so...
But you'll not have it your way. That's why I came. To see that you don't.
Vicky, wait. Please.
She lay at my feet. The bullet had been lost in the noises. I went home, feeling freer than I had felt for so long. The weight in my heart wasn't hard to bear now. I'd murdered Martha Coles. But it wasn't murder. It was justice. Martha Coles was dead now. Sacred things could remain sacred. I'd killed, but I had no guilt. No guilt at all.
Vicky?
What?
Vicky, are you still awake?
Walter.
Hello. Surprise.
Yes, of course. Is the Champlain?
Failed its merry way without me.
Well, how come?
Bronson, evidently, he was just imagining his appendicitis attack.
Casual, Walter, about Martha Coles. You wear clothes.
Huh?
In business, honey.
Clothes? Frankly, Vicky, in the own respect of the dead, she was an important woman, yes, but...
Frightful boy. Liar. 2 days later, over breakfast. Later, Rennie began his insidious persecution of me.
According to the newspaper, Turner is being remarkably reticent about the Martha Coles murder.
Reticent, Walter?
It's been 48 hours now, but no statements. That certainly means something.
Why should that mean something, Walter?
When he's at a complete loss, Turner runs off at the mouth. He bombards the press with releases. But when he's really got a clue, Turner clams up. It's very non-committal.
But suppose there is no clue.
Oh, there always is, you can be sure. Some chance passerby who saw the murderer come or go, or an incriminating article lost or overlooked in the panic of escape. There's always something. The trick is to find it.
Did Walter suspect me? This incessant talk about Turner, dinning in my ears, catching at my throat. Was it deliberate? Was it... the clue? Could there be a clue? Chance passerby who knew me? No, I'd want to bet. Something lost or overlooked. But what? My hat or gloves or handbag? I must remember this. I'd sit just inside the cabin door just to continue, just to destroy, just to smoke a cigarette. And then to... just to smoke. A cigarette, please. In my handbag. Or in my bureau. Or anywhere. Not anywhere. Turner had it. I left my cigarette case in Arthur's cabin and Turner, the chief of homicide, had it. And Walter knew everything. About the cigarette case, Turner, me, Walter knew. With plain cat and mouse, letting me suffer. Long, dreary evening. We sat across from each other in the parlor. We sat in silence. And he punished me.
Hello, Vicky.
Yes, Walter?
I saw Helen's going.
Helen?
She said she missed you at that bridge party the other night.
The other night?
You forgotten? No, that was the same. The same night, Martha.
I decided I was tired of bridge.
Find something better to do? I asked if you find something better to do.
Yes. Just something much better.
What, the movies?
Yes, the movies.
Oh, what picture did you see?
Oh, something. I don't remember. Why this Inquisition, Walden?
Inquisition? Vicky, are you feeling all right?
Questioning is powerful. Like a detective. Questioning, punishing me. Night and day. At night in the parlor and in the morning at breakfast.
More coffee, please, Vicky. Aren't you breakfasting?
No.
That's every morning for a week now. No breakfast. Aren't you overdoing the dieting?
I'm slender. My measurements haven't changed in 20 years. I haven't added 1 ounce. But you see me as obese.
I what? Hey, hold on a minute.
I'm wrinkled. Crow's feet here, around the eyes. But I can't help that.
You're really in the dumps. I had no idea. Well, by the way, it isn't crow's feet, definitely not. They're smile wrinkles. And very attractive. You were all smiles once. What's happened to that girl? Where'd she go?
She died. Of neglect. That warmth of love, she withered away.
Without the warmth? Oh, I get it. That crack was aimed at me. The unfeeling husband, the insensitive, self-glutting brute. How you try and try to make that characterization fit. You've really got me built to go inside.
Stop it. I can't stand any more of your pretense. Well, I can't stand any more of it.
If you can possibly calm down so we can talk, get things straight. All right. Some other time.
No, not some other time. Just now. We'll talk now, Walter. And no more lies.
Lies? I can't remember a time or occasion. Why in the name of Hannah would I ever want to lie to you?
I warned you. No more lies, Walter.
Vicky, that got away.
You were in love with Martha Coles.
I what?
You were in love with Martha Coles.
Vicky, that's crazy. Now put that gun.
You loved her. You'll never forget her. Now confess.
You're insane. Stop.
Walter.
I can't stand being lied to anymore.
Confess to an insane idea. I'd have
to. I can't stand being lied to anymore.
Vicky, you're...
On the floor dying. But I didn't really care. You're dying, Walter. But you don't have to go alone in death. There's Martha. Yes. Reach out for her hand. Go ahead. The hand of the crook you remember so well.
You're insane.
No more lies, Walter. There's no need to lie anymore. You're free now. Martha is yours. For all eternity.
Yes. You murdered Martha Gold.
You were the one. You knew that all along, didn't you, Walter?
Mm-hmm.
But first I was to be punished. First I was to be tortured. First my mind was to be filled with fear over a missing monogram cigarette case.
A monogram cigarette case.
Yes. The gift for 20 years of marriage. Presented to me tenderly by an office boy. That was the clue I left in Martha's cabin.
There's always a clue, isn't there, Walter? Your cigarette case is in my coat pocket. You'll see.
Your coat pocket?
I took it to have work done on it.
Work done on it? Mm. We're working on it? Mm. What work done on it, Walter? Mm. What work?
Diamonds. Cut rubies. Cut in it. And an inscription. To my dear wife on our 20th anniversary. Oh, Vicky. See how wrong you were. How wrong you were about everything.
I watched him die. And his eyes go round. He stared at me. His eyes stared at me. Open in death. Wide in approach. I believed them. A dying man doesn't lie. But I believed him. Too late. And for the first time, I believed him.
You've been listening to Dagger of the Mind. Starring Claire Neeson, Leon Jenny, and written especially for Suspense by John Roberts.